Good morning.
Good morning.
We thank the Lord for this beautiful Easter morning. Do we have any parish notices to come forth at this time?
If I may, Brother Dave, we have Fritzy's family here today, and I know a lot of folks were crying this morning, and we do cry, but we are an Easter people, and the Easter witness of Fritzy's family is profound. But do keep them in prayer. The viewing will be here at the church in the fellowship hall on Monday, and that will be 2 to 8. And then the funeral itself will be Tuesday afternoon here in the sanctuary, Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. But it is it's a time for all of us to lean on each other. And again, how glorious it is, therefore, on Easter that we come together and gather that strength. Thank you. Oh, and one other thing I want to thank Vicki for giving us a heads up early in the middle of the night. Betty Springer was rushed to the hospital, blood pressure, heart. She's in room 210, much improved, praise the Lord, much improved. But obviously, you don't trivialize a situation like that. So please continue to lift Betty Springer up in your prayers. Thank you, Dave.
I'd like to once again thank everybody in the church, whether you bake 4 pies or a couple people bake 16. So however many pies you furnish, they're all welcome and very much appreciated. Thank you again for coming together as a church. I think we're going to have 92 pies. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, John, and we appreciate your leadership as well with this very, very worthwhile project at the Fort Wayne Rescue Mission. Are there any other parish notices to come forth at this time? Senior choir, Wednesday evening at 6:30. Also like to express a thank you to the ladies and gentlemen who prepared our breakfast this morning. It was outstanding between sunrise and this service. Yes, please take note of the insert for our 100th anniversary celebration. We would like to get somewhat of an accurate head count on preparations for the meal. So turn that in, put that in the offering plate, if you would, please. Departure time for our folks heading to the mission this morning. No other notices coming forth. Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Risen Christ, Lord of life, breathe new life into us this day. Inspire us with confidence and open our hearts anew to receive your promise of resurrection. Speak to us once more that we might hear your voice and recognize your presence in our midst. From the darkness of doubt, guide us into the glorious light of faith and love. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Remember the good news that Jesus promised.
We will not be left alone.
Death cannot contain the purpose of God.
We will rise and live with this hope.
Tears and weeping will be no more.
We will know joy and laughter again.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Rejoice, the Christ is risen.
Christ has risen.
Let us join together hymn 302, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
Christ the Lord is risen today.
as brothers and sisters in Christ, let's greet each other in the passing of the peace.
At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Back to Brother Dave here, because I anticipate we're going to have some children today. We'll have treats here for you in a moment on this Easter Sunday. I've got a thanks to give to Margaret. Margaret doesn't only thank her, but she does such a beautiful job, by the way, the sunrise service. You all got to see that sunrise bulletin. Margaret. The bulletin today, Margaret. She picks out all the art and also cares for our lilies. Now, children, I want you to take a look at these lilies. Let's see, let's kind of... Margaret, I got to be careful here. Well, you've done all that work I've been bragging about. Watch Greg knock it over. Can you see the side here of this lily, y'all? See, you know why we use Easter lilies? What does that remind you of? Anybody? What do you think of? Have you ever heard about the symbols and the symbolism of the Easter lily? Well, of course, the lily of the valley. Where's Brother Warren? Or Lily of the Valley. He's the Easter. He is the Lily of the Valley. That's a biblical reference, but also, it looks like a trumpet. See, that is proclaiming praise, and of course, the Great Thanksgiving on this Sunday. We're going to observe the Great Thanksgiving. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So at the end of time, not only do we praise God for conquering death. So that death is no more. And we've got that wonderful Easter gospel, that blessed hope that nothing can take from us, not even death itself. We live in that hope, that present hope, that present victory. But Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So you see, the symbol of the Easter lily is also the trumpet at the end time, which is victorious in Jesus. But as I said, we already share that victory today. Have you children ever had a loved one in your family who died? You've gone through that. How much cable you have? I'm sure probably all of you have. Well, Fritzy was the mother to me that Brian was the father to me. And her passing, I know several of us were crying this morning. And I got to do my job. My work is to minister, not to be ministered into. But when I retire, as I told her family, her children, when I retire, I'm going to water the backyard with my tears. Because this hurts. This hurts, the death of a loved one. But we do not grieve as those who have no hope, the Bible says. Our hope is in the conquering of Christ. Jesus, who has conquered death itself, and says, as I live, you shall live also. So, children, there will be a reunion someday. We cry. Jesus wept at the grave of Lazarus. So we cry. It's okay. Don't ever be ashamed of those tears. Love is like that. But we know that one day there's going to be a beautiful reunion, and we're going to be We're going to be with Fritzy. We're going to be with all of our loved ones because Jesus paid it all. He paid the price. He has risen. He lives, and we shall live also with Him forever. Glorious good news. Let's go ahead and make a look at this circle. My goodness, what a wonderful circle on Easter morning. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for Your love that found its fullest expression through Jesus, especially upon Calvary, upon Golgotha, upon the cross where Jesus paid it all. But on the third day, on this day, the first day of the week, You raised Him from the dead, and You have proclaimed through Your Son, through the Savior, that we shall live with Him. The victory that He has secured, Lord God, He gives to us and shares with us so that we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of anything ever again, not even death. Thank You for this good news, and use us so that we can go out as faithful disciples and proclaim the good news of Easter to other children here and around the world, we pray. Amen. God bless you, children, and I'm going to get Dave to come up and help me then because we want to give you your witness tools, and I've got extras here. Dave, if we need help, if we need them, I got that out. Well, and I know we got that for Easter years ago. Yeah, you could do that like that. Sure, and I'll just use this one. Yeah, thank you, Dave. Well, I can go ahead. I can go ahead and do these. Go ahead and take you. Cole, you know the drill, don't you? Yes, sir. For the sake of visitors today, and of course, this is a wonderful, wonderful occasion and an opportunity to have visitors. On Easter Sunday, we welcome you. And what we're doing, Cole's going to, he's going to pick, you got him, son, you okay? We get to take two suckers, the one they get to keep, yes indeed, and then the other one they're going to give away. So maybe, if you're a visitor, who knows? Maybe you will be the recipient. I have been before, having a Dave. They gave me one before. And then, of course, you proclaim the good news of Easter. How's everybody doing? You doing okay? Good. Thank you, Dave. Did you all get yours? Okay, very, very good. And thank you, Brother Dave. And I'm going to allow the children to return to their pews, but we have, where's Michaela? Okay, Michaela's going to help us out. She's going to carry the microphone. Now, why the microphone? Again, visitors, there are visitors' cards. If you choose to fill that out, it's in the front pews. Back here, it's in the pillars. If you can't find one, just look for an usher. They'll get you one. But at any rate, if you want to fill that out, and if you elect to put your phone number on there, if you choose to do that, when the offering plates come by in a little bit, drop it in the offering plate, and I will give you a call. We'll get back to you, get you better acquainted with this church family. What a great family it is, huh, Jackie? Yes, indeed it is. Michaela's here with the microphone. This is known as the Joys and Concerns. If you have a joy, for instance, birthday announcement, a wedding anniversary announcement, perhaps it's a testimony of how the risen Christ is giving you strength in your journey. You want to lift up that good news, just raise your hand. Perhaps it's a concern, just like we lifted up Betty this morning in the hospital. It could be someone you love who is sick. It could be a family in bereavement, right? And you want to lift them up to alert us to pray for them. So just raise your hand. Joys or concerns, just keep your hand up so Michaela can see that hand. I see back there. I see way back there.
It's my mom's birthday.
Now there you go. Now there's a joy. That's a perfect example. Wonderful. Thanks, Michaela. Any other joys or concerns? Keep your hand up.
I had a good friend, Early D. Leon, that passed away suddenly yesterday, and the family needs prayers from everybody here in the community. Ernie D. Leon passed away suddenly yesterday, and the family needs our prayers.
Thank you, Brad, for lifting up that need. So your prayer warriors, as Wurtenberger calls us, prayer warriors have been alerted. Thank you, Brad. Any others?
Andy's birthday is Wednesday. Happy birthday, Andy.
Very, very good, Andy. Very good, son. Happy birthday. Okay, there's a joy. Joys or concerns, just raise your hand.
I got a concern this morning. My aunt Annie McCumber is in the hospital. She was at Vancrest. She has heart problems, but she is also having seizures, and they're not sure what that is all about. So put her on your prayer list. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for lifting that need up. We will be alerted to that. And April, good seeing you. Good seeing you.
I have a joy. Marie and I are having all 10 of our grandchildren together this afternoon. As far as we can remember, this is only the second time we've been able to do that. We don't know if it's going to be the last or not. Well, one's a senior in college. One's a freshman in college. So, you know, we never know when and if we'll be able to get together like this again.
I hear you, brother. That's just wonderful. Wonderful. As I said, boy, that's a great... It's a great occasion, you know, to get to come home or get to go visit. I know a lot of you are visiting today.
Possibly some of you have heard, but those of you that have not. This is Lois Seislov speaking, Betty Springer's sister. And Betty was taken to the hospital this morning quite early. So I talked to her very briefly before we came to church, and she says, well, they're working on me.
Yeah, they are, Lois.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
So thank you for any and all of your prayers for any of
us. Thank you, Lois, for alerting us to your sister's need. Thank you, sister. Yes, indeed. We want to remember Betty. You know what? I got the nurse laughing. I announced the young lady who had come in to serve her breakfast. I said to her, I said, I have a vested interest in this woman's health because when she gets better, she's going to cook for me. I even had the nurses in the hall laughing. But hey, we pray for her, and I'm going to hold her to that dinner. How about that? I'm looking forward to that, Lois. But yes, remember, Betty, in your prayers, any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? Michaela's doing a great job here. Any others? Well, let us give thanks for Michaela serving the Lord on this Easter morning. Easter. Thank you, Michaela. Let us turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Open the gates of your hope and truth, O God. Open our ears to hear your voice when you call us by name. Open our minds to recognize your presence as you walk beside us. Live in us that we may be signs of life and love for a world shrouded in sorrow and fear. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Now, Lord, deepen our faith as we embrace the prayer that Jesus has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite us to stand together for this hymn of preparation, 303, the Day of Resurrection.
Thank you.
You may be seated. I am remiss. I'm going to have a stand once more. This is, after all, the Easter Gospel. Let us stand one more to receive the greatest proclamation of the universe. This is God. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. And so she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." And then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And then Simon Peter came, following him, and he went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of this portion of God's holy word. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, choir. How appropriate that beautiful, beautiful hymn, that anthem of praise. I want to lift up from the lectionary reading, from the text of this Easter morning, that phrase, while it was still dark. That phrase speaks of more than the hour of that day. It speaks to the landscape of the souls. You know, they had no knowledge that Jesus had risen from the dead. They had witnessed his torturous death upon the cross of Golgotha. They saw that he was dead, that he was laid in the tomb. For them, it was all over. Their hopes were crushed. We, however, live on this side of eternity. You know, even when we stage, my brother was a very dramatic preacher, Tawna, and he would really work on staging the ambiance, say, for Good Friday. And it would veil everything in black, you know, and try to have that ambiance of foreboding when you left, so that it would mirror, it would recreate the feeling of the early disciples when Jesus was crucified, dead and buried. But you know what? Try as he could, he couldn't do it after all. Because we live on this side of Easter. And because of that, nothing can take away the blessed hope that Jesus has given us by conquering death. Nothing. We are an Easter people. And so for us today, we see hope bursting forth with every blossom of springtime. I heard a cute one this past week. It was an elementary school class, and you teachers will appreciate this. Tawna, you especially appreciate this. Little ones were given a test, Tawna. And one of the questions was a science question. It was a biology question, to be specific. And the question was phrased, upon what do hibernating animals subsist during the winter? Well, one little child really thought about this. They wrote down, all winter long, hibernating animals subsist on the hope of the coming spring. Amen. I don't know what mark the teacher gave him in biology, but I give him high marks in theology. That's it. We live on this side of Easter. While it was still dark, they did not yet know the good news. The world before Easter was a dark world. As a testimony of this, in 480 BC, Xerxes invaded Greece with an army of nearly 2 million men. Seeing the whole Hellespont filled with the vessels of his fleet, the plains covered with his regiments, at first, Xerxes congratulated himself on his good fortune, on his abilities. And yet, moments later, history does not hide from the fact that he began to weep that day. His stunned uncle, standing beside him, Gale, said, what on earth does a man in your position have to cry about? You know what the great Xerxes, this terrifying king, said? He said, it occurred to me that in 100 years' time, all these men arrayed before me, all the soldiers, the sailors with whose help we have terrified the known world. Nevertheless, in 100 years' time, they will all be dead. And this made this strong king weep. Well, why not? Why wouldn't you? You know, without the hope that Jesus brings, without the hope that the Christ has proclaimed by conquering death, he says, I live, you shall live also. Without that Easter hope, you have no hope of life beyond the grave. And added to that, even more poignant, therefore, it naturally follows, you have no hope of being reunited with your loved ones. So why not cry? We don't cry as those who have no hope, writes Paul, because we have a blessed hope. We cry. Jesus wept at the grave of Lazarus, not because he doubted in faith, but because he dared to take on our flesh. He dared to walk our walk. And as such, he knows that this hurts. Death hurts. But he did more than come to know our hurt. He did something about it. He took on death itself, and he conquered death by the power of God. And as he lives, we shall live also. And that gives us the blessed hope. Not only do we live, but praise God. That means we're going to see Fritzy again, children. And it also means that you know now in your hearts that Fritzy's with Brian. And children, you know, your mother is with Randy. And so it shall be one fine day. Because Jesus proclaims there is life. In him, there is life. In God, there is life beyond the grave. A touching testimony of this comes handed down to us by a comedian. Yes, a comedian. Gracie Allen was her name, and she shared a testimony of the importance of life beyond the grave. Now, I recognize that all my children's eyes are waxing over right now because they don't know who Gracie Allen is. Of course you don't. You know, how many baby boomers remember George Burns and Gracie Allen? Well, there you go. And, well, they should, had they been around to witness that, because, you see, they were one of America's favorite comedy teams. For over four decades, they were one of America's favorite comedy teams, all the way back to vaudeville and film and radio and television and so on and so on. But here's what I want to give you. George Burns and Gracie Allen, as husband and wife, were deeply in love. Gracie died in 1964. And, of course, George Burns did not die until 32 years later, the age of 100. They were deeply in love. And so when Gracie died, George Burns was devastated. My dad was a major fan of George Burns and Gracie Allen. And, of course, he was also a fan of couples that love. He said, "Son, George loved her so much that he is said to have visited her gravesite every day that he could. And he always kept with him a love note that his beloved had written for him. Knowing that she was about to die, she wrote him a love note to encourage and deepen his faith. And here's the note she left him, and I think it's profound. Never place a period where God has placed a comma." Amen. 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 Well, those love notes deepen our faith, encourage us to keep on keeping on, to trust in the Creator. And I am very, very privileged. And I say privileged. I have a love note left behind. And Roger Baxter has empowered me to lift this up. Following Susie's death, Roger and the family had gone through envelopes. I think it was Dad. I think it was you, wasn't it, Roger? You were going through some envelopes that you had shared with me. And, of course, Cindy, Angie, Lonnie, family, you're witnessing a lot of this. I know the three pennies. We'll talk about that at the service on Tuesday. Roger says, "Greg, trust me. I had gone through these envelopes." These were Susie's. They were your mama's, dear. And Roger said, "I'd gone through them before. Trust me, it wasn't there. There was a paper that fell out, and one of your dear friends suggested to you, because I said, well, did Susie, you think, somehow plant that there for you? And one of your friends suggested that God placed it there. You had not seen it before, and it falls out, and you have given me the privilege to lift up this love. And we're going to do this right now before communion on this Easter Sunday in the year of our Lord, 2015. I'm free. Don't grieve for me, for now I'm free. I'm following the path God laid for me. I took his hand when I heard him call. I turned my back and left it all. I could not stay another day to laugh, to love, to work, or play. Tasks left undone must stay that way. I've found that peace at the close of the day. If my parting has left a void, then fill it with remembered joy. A friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss. Ah, yes, these things I too will miss. Be not burdened with times of sorrow. I wish you the sunshine of tomorrow. My life's been full. I savored much. Good friends, good times. A loved one touched. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief. Don't lengthen it now with undue grief. Lift up your heart. Share with me. God wanted me now. He set me free. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Roger, for that touching witness. Little did you and I know that Fritzy's family would be here for this very occasion. I would suggest as your friend, God knew. God knew. At this time, I invite us on this Easter Sunday to turn to the Great Thanksgiving, which is on page 15 in your hymn books. The Great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
With your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, Lord
God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. In remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you." Likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And again, after he had given thanks, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Drink all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. The form of communion this morning, for our visitor's sake, it's called intention. We'll have two stations here. You will come forward. You will receive the bread representing the body of Jesus. Dip it into the cup representing the blood of the risen Christ. And then take, eat, and be thankful. You don't have to be United Methodist, not a member of this church. And I want to, again, extend hospitality to you. My ushers are just wonderful here. So they're going to assist you. So don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. They'll help you down here to receive the greatest love that the universe has ever known. And then you may return to your pews and they will assist you to do that. This time then I'm going to have Brother Dave come forward. And Brother Phil and Sister Marie come forward. And Linda, the body of Christ. Linda, the blood of Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
And on this Easter Sunday, we worship the Lord through the morning tithes and offerings. Pray together. With gratitude and joy, O God, we bring forth these gifts and ask for your blessing. Live in and through these gifts and the ministries of this church, that we may bring new life into a world ready to embrace the spring. In the name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Before that closing hymn, and boy, Keith, one of my favorites, brother. He lives. Before this hymn, though, my last Easter, so I'm just going to ask you to indulge me for a second here. But I saw Larry Dealey over here. Brother Larry, you can go ahead and get with Margaret here following the service. You can both gang up on me, because my heart just cannot withstand not thanking you for your wonderful contribution of those pie crusts that you've done every year. Thank you, Larry. And I want you just to picture for a moment all those from this body of Christ, one church in Christendom, that set out to bring glad tidings today to those who are on the streets. Fort Wayne Rescue Mission, just picture a warm meal. And you've heard the accolades, by the way, Larry. That's it, the accolades about real fruit pies. Something that they don't have much of. And today they'll have it plentifully because of this body of Christ. Picture that. Now I'm going to ask you to trust that which you cannot picture. This pickle jar, during the closing hymn, for the sake of our visitors, it's called the pickle jar offering. If you have a change offering, a love offering that you would like to leave, it is strictly anonymous. The recipients remain totally anonymous. We protect their privacy. And we admit, in this day and age, we never know what's around the bend for any of us. In many ways, we all have a vested interest in this kind of giving, don't we? We really do. You never know. But during the closing hymn, what better way again to serve the risen Christ than to leave a love offering for those who are in need, for the local needs. You may come at any time during the closing hymn to make that change offering. At this time, we close with the hymn 310, He Lives. God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, abide with us all, now and forever. Amen.